Yes and no.
But what's going on, everyone? Welcome to Dad's Anime Stash. You've done the
right thing.
You've waited till your parents left and you pulled out the DVD. Or
come on!
If you got fancy, the Blu-ray.
And you've Why are you acting here, like that?
You're here to watch some Sword Art Online while Sai yells at dogs with Josh or Sword Ass Online joining us. Myself, the Bushido Geek, and then Sai is currently yelling at dogs, but he'll be here.
You gotta yell at dogs sometimes.
Sometimes.
So, Mark, what was your opinion on the first season of Sword Art Online?
So, I think I said this before about Sword Art. I loved, like, the part one of season one of Sword Art, like, where they're, like, the whole game and all that. Like, I thought part one of Sword Art was amazing, like, top tier. And then it gets really weird as soon as they beat the game. And it gets all weird and rapey, and it like kind of destroyed the season. And I was like, okay, maybe season two will be different. Nope, right back to the rapey stuff. And it's this, I don't know. It feels like they just repeated what season one was in a different way. Like instead of being stuck in the game, he volunteers to go in the game because people are dying, and he goes in. And why is the government relying on a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid?
No to us or the dog?
I'm going to guess the dog because he immediately went no and then muted.
The dog.
Yeah, I'm going to assume it's the dog.
His but, hair looks good.
I just felt like it was just a repeat again. It was just... I thought...
What rapey stuff in season two? I don't recall there being any rapey stuff in season
there
two.
Was some rapey. There's okay. a huge rapey. Hang on, let's pause. Let's not get to that yet.
Okay.
So... I watched season one years ago, and I thought, man, this is super garbage. I hate this. This is awful. So I never watched season two, right? So watching season two, I realized that it's not garbage. Just Kirito is the worst character ever, and I hate him. I hate everything about him. I hate his stupid face. I hate his design. I hate the fact that they build these strong female characters who are completely useless unless Kirito's there. Like, I hate this dude so much. I once described Tagoro as what super nerds think is cool, and I've changed that because that's Kirito. When he's riding his stupid fucking motorcycle with his all black leather, I just want to fucking, I wish I could run him over with a car.
So he is Tagoro. So he is Tagoro.
He's a tiny little Tagoro. But yeah, he's stronger than everyone. And he's just
2030.
And everyone's Tagoro. Useless without him. He's this stupid Deus Ex Machina that's always there. Like, he's an unlikable Goku. I have strong feelings towards this character.
I'm with you on that, but there were so many things I just didn't understand. Like, again, like animation is okay. Like it's, you know, it's normal anime animation these days. It's nothing special, but like, I didn't get the point of Gun Gale really. Like, I don't understand why he's like, why is he the one responsible for going into this game? Like, and like they're like, oh yeah, like we know people are being murdered, but like we can't get their information. I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes, you absolutely can.
And you easily can.
The way he just knew how it was happening pissed me off.
Yeah, he's like, this thing and this thing, and it's like we know exactly how it's being done. We just don't know which guy it is. It's like, yeah, you know the real names of every member who survived Sword Art.
Oh, but no, they would have to email America to find out.
And we can't. Their company doesn't have their info listed. Yeah, except it's a lot different when they're getting requests from like the equivalent of like the FBI of like of Japan. Like when a high level government agency reaches out.
And a high level government agency in another country can't do you anything, though.
No, they can't. But let's
they could,
say
they give you like a phone number.
They could.
Let's sigh.
But there's nothing for them to do it.
There's no, they don't have to. They don't have to comply. But your options are comply or just let the government of Japan point out that they know this is going on and your company refused to comply.
Yeah, it'd be super bad
PR. But they refused to comply and Japan didn't do that, so
yeah, I guess the point being that like there were so many ways to get some information rather than just they're in America and so we can't get
it. They didn't need to make a season two.
No, I think it's fine.
No, you're wrong. I'll tell you, I was in. I was completely in between episode one and episode two and a half. I was like, who was the girl? Who was not
Sinon?
Sinon
liked her. Yeah. Awesome character. Has a great backstory. You know, tough as nails. Yeah. Like fucking amazing. But then she falls apart and needs him to save her.
And then we get back.
What rapey stuff?
Her friend tries to rape her before he kills her. When he breaks into her apartment, he's part of the death cult. He tries to rape her before he kills her.
Well, he wasn't planning on killing her.
He just told them he was going to kill her.
Yeah, he might have eventually, but he told her.
Well, he said the thing he was going to inject her with like would have stopped her heartbeat like within a couple minutes. He just didn't inject her because he was trying to rape her.
Well,
we're back to season one stuff with more like it's the repeat of the exact same thing of just people are dying in a game, rapey stuff. Like it's a repeat. Like that was the issue, a big issue for me with this season two was that there wasn't any new plot. It was the same stuff.
Okay, well, when you watch Dot Hack Sign, were you upset that they kept going into games and?
I didn't watch
the games are killing. Oh well, like, but it's the premise of this, like. That's the reason you come to that story.
It's not them going to games. I mean, like it was a carbon copy. It was just people dying in the game, rapey stuff, and then he saves the. Like it wasn't like there was like them going to games and something different was happening. It was a carbon copy of the blueprint of season one.
Yeah, but that's the blueprint that you're signing on for when you watch Sword Art Online.
You can
vary. And they do vary. They do vary the blueprint. It's not the same because it's not actually they're not stuck in the game. They don't know who's killing the people and they're not killing them via the game.
Yeah, but if you gave him 10 more minutes, Kirito would have guessed who was killing the people and he would have just got out of the game and beat them up because he's the superhero.
Yeah, that's also, fine. I'm not saying it's good.
I did see a funny comment that was like, because you guys know, like I'll read the Crunchyroll stuff just because see like the super weebs all arguing with each other. And there was one comment that was funny from that scene where he runs in, surprises dude, and knees him in the face, but like does a shit job of it. And someone's like, so it's been a year since you exited this game and you have not invested in any sort of skills in defending yourself.
Why would he?
Literally. Because a guy stabbed him. Literally in the parking lot of the hospital in season one, he's stabbed by the crazy doctor guy or whatever.
Right, but you got to kind of assume you're done with this crap after that, right?
Yeah, and he's also in rehab at that point for being attached to a game for a year.
He was done with rehab at the point where
you're all done
with rehab. No, he wasn't.
If someone they were still doing it. If someone almost kills me, I'm investing in some sort of defense.
They didn't show anything with rehab this entire season.
No, they just mentioned the same nurse that he, where he did his rehab.
That's where they talked to him in the beginning, right? Isn't that where they talked to him to recruit him?
No, they go
to a restaurant.
Yeah, he takes him to a restaurant, and then the government guy just hires the same nurse. Like, he pulls strings to get the same nurse that rehabbed him to cover him while he's diving.
Yeah, but they first approached him at a hospital, right?
No.
So then why did he go to the meeting at the cafe?
I think he just emailed him.
He got an email on his cell phone, but it was in Japanese, so I couldn't really read it.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. So, but he wasn't at the hospital when he got that
email? No, he was email? At the hospital when he dived. He had been done with rehab, presumably for a little while.
I don't think it was for a little while, but okay,
look, if he's in rehab, they don't mention it.
No, they just mentioned that he did rehab.
I mean, well, he had to do rehab, so he's not the most physically apt person in real life. No, is what I was getting at.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, for me personally, if I had a near death experience, I'm doing something to defend myself. Like,
dude, if it was me, I'd do the same stuff that chick did, and I'd leave the city. I'm out of here.
Yeah, also that. I probably wouldn't also agree to go back and dive into another game to solve their problems, but he does. So yeah, it's season two is like two parts. The part one's Gun Gale, which is the game where people are dying so
weird
mysteriously, and it's an American MMO, and they just use guns and stuff. But of course, he can't use a gun really. Except for his backup, he's got to use a sword or a lightsaber. Let's call it what it is. Literally just a lightsaber. And he like is trying to investigate like how these people are dying and figures it out really quick. Like,
oh yeah.
It's like two or three days. And he figures it out how they're killing, and it's multiple people. And then the government guy's like literally no help.
The other girl falls in love with him, of course. Yeah. You know, gotta.
Yep. The Xenon girl falls in love with him, and then he like faces what I can't remember. I forget the name of the death cult. The Laughing Coffin, that's what it is. Yeah. He fights some guy that was from Laughing Coffin, which is the season one PK guild, and he like fights him in the finals of this Gun Gale bullet of something.
Stupid reveal where he's like, you're never going to know my name because I never told you. And then they do a flashback for that. Like, what the hell? That wasn't worth our time.
It is weird.
There was all this buildup when he's trying to remember his name.
Yeah.
And then they do the flashback where the guy tried to tell him his name, and he's like, I don't want to know your name.
Yeah. And then he figures it out because he gets a briefing. Again, more proof that it's easy to find this information, because in the video game, they had a full breakdown of every single member, and like obviously they didn't know their real names, but like they had like full breakdowns of all these PK guild members, like with screenshots of their characters and like bios on their skills and all that. I'm like, they did that in the game, and the government guy's like, there's nothing I can do. I don't know.
But anything. The game information is destroyed.
Yeah, but he remembers it. That's how he figures out who the guy is, because he remembers I think that was more of a
visual thing to where we could see that he was remembering the fact that there was a poster, and like he couldn't actually like recall the details of the post. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if you try and bring up the memory of a yearbook, you could probably like visually see it, but not know. You know. Anyway, we all get what I'm saying.
The yearbooks
from my time were black and white, and you could erase people out of them. So it was pretty cool.
How?
With an eraser.
How?
You take an eraser from a pencil and erase their picture.
I had yearbooks, and we couldn't do that.
Congratulations. You didn't go to the shitty school I went to.
I went to arguably shittier school.
Maybe you did, but your yearbooks were better. You don't have to brag about it.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's why I was asking why, how.
Well, yeah.
Because I've never heard of any of it.
Yeah.
Low quality paper and ink.
So with teamwork, they beat this guy from the guild, and then she blows them both up.
I will give the government some credit, because, like,
why are we acting like the government is good at what they do?
Well, because they didn't find some of the people because they didn't play Sword Art Online. The Death Gun was three people, right? And only one of them played Sword Art Online.
The other two.
That was the guy who actually was controlling it.
No, two played Sword Art because one of the guys that got away was in Sword Art.
Okay. The guy that got away was in Sword Art, and then the other two were brothers, right?
Yeah, the older brother was in Sword Art. The younger brother only played Gun Gale.
And he thought it was super cool that his brother killed people.
Yeah, he became obsessed when his brother came out of the coma and started talking about how he was a serial killer, essentially.
He sounds lame. He sounds like a little lame prick.
Yeah, and then what pushed him over the edge was that one guy, X-Seed or whatever, lied to everybody about what build
he didn't. Used. Now, Xseed didn't lie. The game changed
his mind. Yeah. He was advertising one build for a while, and then the game changed, and so he switched to a different build. And this guy had built up his character the wrong way, and
he was a really prick angry. About it, though.
He was a prick about it. He was a prick about it.
He was a prick about it. But the game is badly designed, like Sword Art games are, to where you can't respect. You can't respec. So you're locked in a build, you're locked in.
Yeah, you have to restart a new character.
Right. Yeah, it's not like Pokemon.
So, yeah, I mean, he was definitely a dick about it, but that's what pushed him over the edge into wanting to kill people. And it's the classic, it started off as a joke, but the more we talked, the more we realized we could do this.
We were like, let's kill him.
let's kill this guy.
Shut up, you nerd.
Like, and then we broke into their houses and we stalked
him. Said from his anime podcast.
we injected him with this thing we stole from the hospital, and we started killing people. But everyone thought it was a joke, so they were like, "Oh, we got to kill more people." But during the tournament, then they won't think it's a joke.
But it turned out they were just joke.
I'm following the logic there, though.
The logic makes sense, except like they're being so secretive about what, like, how they're doing it, and they're doing like such a cliched villain speech as they're killing people that people are gonna think it's a joke because you're doing this like cliched villain speech, and then you fire one bullet and the guy just disconnects.
Gotcha. Like, and he died.
And then he died. Like, you're not leaking their information at the same time so people can, like, verify that this person died at the exact time. Like, you're not, like, leaking any
information. But didn't they verify it?
No, because people were still arguing in the game whether or not he was dead.
Yeah, because people were like, oh, maybe
he's... Oh, yeah, dead. Like, at that moment. But then later on, didn't they have, like, a news broadcast?
No.
Not until after the bullet of bullets.
Yeah, not until the tournament or things have gone on.
Because the government was covering it up.
Yeah, even the guy says, like, when he's talking to Kirito, we're not even sure.
The one thing the government is good at.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, we're not even sure if these things are related or not.
Tax money.
It just makes sense that they are. But, like, yeah, like their logic is terrible as it is. You're like, okay, I can follow the threads of what you were trying to do, but you did such a shitty job of... Like,
that's why they got caught so fast.
Yeah, like, no one was going to take you seriously.
Well, they got caught so fast because Kirito is the world's greatest detective.
He is.
Along with being the strongest man on Earth. And the most handsome.
He is not the strongest man on Earth. We've seen that because he gets whooped twice on Earth.
Yeah,
he's the strongest man in video games.
Yeah, well, it's also funny that, like, so they're in the tournament, right? And this girl's played this game, right? It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it is her whole life.
She's watched the first two tournaments. I'm assuming she's watched them because she said this was like her first one. But she's like, obviously, like,
I thought she was in one.
Or maybe she was in the second one or something.
She was in the first or the second one. This is the third one, right?
This was the third one.
This was the second one.
But Kirito,
I don't know.
This was the third one. Because the first one they said was won by the second guy they killed, and the second one was won by the first guy they killed.
The second one was won by two people.
Oh, right. No, was that the first one?
The first one was won by two people.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and the second one was won by the Xe guy who's the first person they kill. But my point was, I love how like this game is her whole life, yet Kirito, within 2 hours, I think they said the tournament takes like 2 hours to complete. Within 2 hours of tournament, A, figures out that the water hides you from the scan that tells you where all the players are, and she had no clue that was a thing. And then two, he figures out that he reminds her that the game has a cloaking item that you can buy that would also hide you from the scans that she doesn't quite figure out. And as soon as he reminds her, does he have a cloaking device? Does an item like that? So she goes, oh yeah, you're right. There is an item like that. So that game's her whole life, but she can't figure out how this guy's hiding from scans until Kirito finds the only two ways it can happen.
You know what else?
The game's only been out for a year.
But she's played it every day.
No more. But here's the other thing.
He has
long hair in the game, so everyone thinks he's a girl. Like, a man's never had long hair. Sai has long hair, and he's the manliest person I know.
I think it's a feminine model is what he gets.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be what they were hinting at, that the rare, because his character was so, or his, I don't get the whole transferring over your account, and I guess the whole thing is his account was so rare, he gets like an ultra rare model, and it just happens to be a female.
No, I think it's just a like random whenever you first start the game, like you get a random. I think it was
something about importing his character, because he'd imported his character from Sword Art Online to whatever.
Well, no, yeah. Like that's part. No, he can import it. That's why his stats are so high. But like when they talk about like in the other Gun Gale show, they go through it, and the girl doesn't like playing VR games. Who's the main character of the Gun Gale alternative? She purposely doesn't. What? She. Let me finish. She's the whole reason she gets into Gun Gale is because she finally got the role of a character she likes. And so every time you start a game, they give you like a random role for your character model. So it's just random.
Yeah. Okay.
They're badly designed. But,
they definitely are.
Yeah, it's just random that it was super rare.
Yeah, and also, I'm just, not only are the games bad designed for a lot of reasons, but also, what a giant flawed system of the Gun Gale game. So the whole thing that they, reason why they could find out where all these people lived is because a guy just hid in the back of the room where you enter in your information for the tournament, and if you want the prizes, you got to enter your real info. And he just hides in that room and uses a pair of binoculars and steals people's info. Like, if you're entering real information, like, it's like, literally, that's like, it's like basic security where it grays it out. Or like, I was like, what a stupid, like, system to just be like, yeah, let's just, like, that to me was like, is so many random plot holes as there was, that to me was also a major plot hole, because I was like,
I would call that bad game design.
Bad writing.
Yeah, I think it's more bad writing. I mean, it's games get hacked, sure, and your info gets leaked, but no game just lets you type in your personal information on an open game screen that everyone can see if they wanted to. Like, that's not a thing in any video game.
You know what bugged me more than anything else?
It's different because it's a virtual game and they're actually in it. Yeah.
I've played VR MMOs.
It's not like that. Not like that kind of like VR. That,
yeah. Yes.
No, it's not.
Yep. 100%.
Because you're not being transferred.
It's the same thing. The Quest 2 is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Here's what bugged me most of all, Sai. The fact that you didn't tell me I could skip the first 14 episodes and just watch that recap they did in the middle.
That is true. There was a recap episode.
I didn't recall it. I always skip recaps.
There's like halfway through, there's like a recap.
I did episode. Too. But had I known there was that recap, I would have just watched that.
Yeah. And then there's, okay, so Gun Gale finishes. They capture two guys. One guy gets away. And then,
yeah, that bugs me too. They're at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
You know, and they're just the government's like, oh, one's on the loose. And they're like, ah, we'll deal with it next season.
But yeah, which is essentially what happens.
They're just like, yeah, we'll catch him. Yeah. What do you guys yeah. fuck? What the hell?
Yeah, it's a lot different now. Yeah.
That's actually yeah. very good writing because that's how government actually does things.
So yeah, and then there's like a 2-episode filler where they're going after Excalibur.
The rest is bad writing.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing that bugged me because they're like. Kirito specifically says, how could someone else grab that? You can't fly in this game. And I see people flying constantly in that game.
He says they can't fly in that area. Like that.
Yeah,
area
that zone is supposedly that zone is
non.
That was the whole point. Weird. Yeah. Of it.
I think it was some weird.
Like, it's bad game design all over.
It's a bad. Yeah. It's bad game design, bad writing. Cause it's like some weird double quest where it's either from what I gathered, it was either the kill quest, which is to like just kill those things, or if you save one, then it triggers the second part of the quest, which is to like fight the guy and then get Excalibur or whatever.
Well, hang on. So something we did skip that I want to point out that was my favorite part of the whole thing, and it was what's her face, Shidan's backstory.
Oh,
why
yeah.
she's in Gun Gale Online.
Yeah.
Cy Phillison.
That was a good character backstory.
I don't like that at all. It's because she was part of or like she was in a robbery, right?
Okay, Mark, you take
and
it
someone
from
got shot.
He's losing it.
No, it someone was, got shot.
Yeah. No, it was like when she was like a kid
in the robbery.
Yeah, she was like in a post office, and this guy comes in to rob it, shoots one of the tellers, and then is about to shoot the other one, and she like attacks the guy and like gets his gun and shoots him and kills him.
Oh yeah, she does shoot him.
Sick. And she bit this guy, right, and took his gun because he pointed a gun at her mom. And she shot him twice. And then he got up and came at her, and she shot him in the head.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, she was traumatized, which makes a lot of sense. But she spent her whole life trying to get over that. She's a very strong character, unless... fucking Kirito's around, and then she's just useless and needs to be, she's just there to be saved by him. The 2 episodes, episode 2 and 3, without him, when he's not there, she is such a great character, and then he comes and just ruins the whole show.
Yeah.
I hope his parents,
I mean, does she and save then, him though?
Yeah.
Like, her plot is kind of, like, I always just, like, she's just happens to be along like with it. It's not because she beats him. She wins the battle, right?
They both win it because both win because they get to the end and then like
the time runs out, right?
Yeah, they're like, no, they're like, no. What do we do? How do we decide who wins? And she goes, oh, I know. And then she puts a grenade in his hand, covers it, and then hugs him. So the grenade blows up and kills both of them.
So she decided. So I mean,
yeah. So then there's
how much better would it have been though if she did that and then she just jumped back and put a shield on?
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been hilarious. Like show
it would have been hilarious. And then in an actual game, it would have gone by who died for the last.
It would have been so great if she explained. She's like in the last tournament, two people won because they died at the same time. She puts the grenade in his hand, pulls the pin. And then he's looking at her, and then she just jumps back and puts a shield on.
That would have been funny. Because, like, yeah, instead of being, like, the I've clearly fallen in love with you moment, they could have gone for, like, a humor moment. And
tired of people being in love with this prick.
It would have gone over a lot smoother. And then there's the whole thing with her friend. That stuff happens. We already talked about it. There's the filler with Excalibur. He gets the weapon. And then the second part of season filler, 2 is...
And shit gets weird.
Yeah, and then...
Not really, but...
Then it's then part two.
It's set up. It's set up for the 3 and 4.
I don't care about 3 and 4. I care about shit getting weird.
So then season 2, it's like all of a sudden there's these rumors of like this new person that's transferred into the game that's like the best swordsman, and Asuna like faces her, and it turns out she's like this girl dying in a hospital bed.
So I liked from AIDS. I liked when Asuna left her group and joined her clan and went on that quest. That was so cool because they were trying there. This girl was in the game full time because she was dying of AIDS, you know, as you do. So they put her in a game full time. So her plan was if what is it, a gang of 9 people or less beat a boss, they all get their name on a statue.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. If you're not in a party, like a party.
No, yes, but
if,
I think
if
it's,
multiple parties it's, do it, only the leaders get their names.
Yeah, it's only if it's one party. Yeah, well, like a single group.
You get all your names.
Yeah.
So she was looking for the strongest person, and she found Asuna, right? So they're going to fight this party, but all these other parties stop her. But good news, guys. Fucking Kirito shows up and saves the day. Isn't that great? Isn't it just great that he's always there to save the day?
With that other guy whose name I'm forgetting.
Just so awesome the best that character. He's there again. Every time you turn around.
Save the day. He just he made it easier for them. He made it easier. Because it locks,
the other
right?
Fans stopped everyone from joining in.
It locks the door.
Everyone else who is there.
Yeah. I think he just stopped them from stopping them from being first.
The other
clans were trying to stop the party from getting into the boss fight.
Yeah, because they wanted to be the first. Which I also don't, like, bosses respawn. I don't understand, like, the need to
instances. They were trying to get the in. I think it's like you can only have one at a time.
Like, I get that, but it's like they were like, oh, if we don't do it, we'll never get to? Or is it like were they the first guild to ever beat that boss?
Yeah, they were the first guild to beat that boss.
Be the first ones to beat the boss to get on the statue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was anyone who beat him. Okay, I thought it was anyone who beat
him. No, it was the first.
Got it. Oh, okay, that's whoever beats. Okay, that makes more sense.
I don't know why you're even worried about this. Kirito is going to save everyone.
Also, did you notice how, speaking of how they always have to show how good he is, I don't know if you guys saw it, but when they're at the very end, when they're panning over, when they go to the monument to, like, look at their names, and they pan to, like, a random section of the panel, did you see whose name was on there?
Yeah. Kirito's. His name's always there.
His name, yeah. He was, like,
he beat the fucking game!
No,
he beat the fucking game!
He needs to go beat him fucking self to death.
But like this wouldn't have been from the Sword Art stuff though. This would have been from this game.
Yeah, he was the party. True. I'm sure they've done some instances.
It was just funny because like they're trying to make it about her, right? And it's like her and her new friend's crowning moment, and then they pan away from their part on the wall to go to a different part of the wall, and Kirito's name's on there with random people and not Asuna's name at all. It was just funny.
Oh yeah, because they don't always play together.
They were probably playing together. He was probably the party lead, and
It's just funny, like how like it's her.
He's
moment.
The main character. Okay.
Right, yeah, it's just funny. It's her moment and her new friend's moment, and they have to pan away and show his name on the board.
Si, let me explain it to you this way. Imagine Matt, Ty, and Davis all had a baby together.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kirito. He's the super main character.
Because Davis is make that baby shitty.
But Davis was a main character.
But he was bad, though.
He was all the main characters in every show into one. You could have cut out every other character, and it wouldn't have mattered. Only about him.
No, it was all about Kairi.
Well, yeah. But that's a different show.
No, too.
Right, but I'm talking about Sword Art Online, which is...
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I'm saying Kirito is Mr. Super Main Character. Well, super antagonist, super protagonist.
That's why we signed up for Sword Art. After season one, we don't get to complain about how he's Kirito. But he is Kirito, and that's why he sucks.
Well, right, yeah. And I'm not complaining about that part. I'm just, like, saying the other stuff.
I'm just
I don't know if you heard me. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I hate the dude. Yeah. I've been complaining about him for 35 minutes now.
No, which is fair. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Yeah. So then, like, the big thing with season two, besides the girl, is that she was like essentially the guinea pig for this new dive medical technology, which can like let you dive into a game.
But explain her backstory. Explain what happened.
Okay, I can explain this one. Like, you're talking about the Mother's Rosario girl with AIDS,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a new technology. It's a technology that nerve gear is derived from. So like, I know you guys don't care about season four, but like, so the technology was medical. It was medical at first, and that's why they brought him back to that special pod or whatever. But then they started using it for people with like uncurable diseases that couldn't like function well in reality, which is why they let those kids, like, they're essentially in a game, whatever game they want it to be in, all of the day, because it replaces their neural, they don't feel like their actual body, right? Like, I guess it's overriding like the pain and stuff.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to get it to a point where like they could do like, not only to help people that are like terminally ill and not be in pain, but also like if they need to do like crazy surgery on you or like they can put you in this machine and like you'll be completely disassociated, free from pain and everything, and they can do the surgery and like you'll do the surgery and the recovery like while you're in this machine, and all of a sudden you'll just like wake up and you'll be like a-okay. There'll be no like pain of the procedure, pain, like.
Yeah, I think they just spend like literally their entire awake time in the game.
In it, yeah, it'd be like a replacement for like a lot of physical. Well,
the game's kind of like a coma anyway. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think they can get out. They do get out of it, but it's not often.
Sai, explain how she got AIDS. How her and her entire
she was born with it.
Got AIDS.
She was born with it.
How did her entire family get AIDS?
I don't know how the family got it. I don't remember that.
Blood transfusion.
Yeah.
And the entire family got AIDS.
Well, no. Just the mom and dad get it? And she was born with it.
Yeah.
And her sister.
They were twins.
Yeah, they were born with it, right?
Yeah, because her mom got it while she was pregnant with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a blood transfusion, and the hospital gave her tainted blood.
This is real.
Yeah,
this is a tough series.
I will say that the people that had fleshed out backstories had some backstories.
But our main character played a video game.
Yeah.
So he's super.
Yeah,
super
but he, but he, but he, but at the end of season two, who's still alive? Kirito. She's dead.
So what?
Yeah. So she can't be the main character anymore. No, but I really did like the Mother's Rosario stuff. It really was really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was nice. Like, I mean, it was like a, you know, like, nice kind of
scene. I watched it like four times, and I still don't recall having ever noticed Kirito's name was on that plaque.
Kirito's everything everywhere.
I just noticed because I was like, it was like,
I, was no, I just didn't notice.
Yeah,
I believe it.
It's like super quick when they're like panning over the wall and then like it stops and his name is like, I didn't read like what it was. I just saw like his name and I was like, why are they, what's the point of showing this? Like, this is supposed to be her and her friend's moment. Why are we panning to other people who have beaten previous bosses?
Because no one had said his name in 5 minutes. Another thing that I liked a lot of Asuna's backstory, aside from when her mom changed her mind. Like, that's not fucking something that happens. So Asuna's mother wants her to quit school with her friends and go to private school because she wants her to have a future. Yeah. And Asuna's like, no way, mom.
I'm not leaving whatever his real name is.
And the rest of her friends.
Right.
So she convinces her mom to let her stay in school by taking her into a VR world that looked like her parents' cabin.
Grandparents' house.
Which is the cabin that her and Kirito
lived in for... I can't remember in season one, but yeah, it's like a couple months where they take a break from fighting and they just live in this.
Yeah, it was like 3 months, I think.
But the mom would have been like, cool cabin, go to school.
Yeah.
People don't change their mind that easy. I don't know if you've ever met people.
Well, not only that.
I mean.
Not only that, but like.
Some people can be persuaded. All
her
mom
got her was
who?
Just a opportunity to fill out the application. She could
have I did that.
And the school could have rejected
not her that way, but I did that. I convinced my parents to let me go to a school that he didn't want me to go to.
Well, it's different.
No, it's not. It's exactly the same.
What school did they want you to go to?
It was a different high school.
And why did you go? Why did you go to the one you wanted to?
Because I was like, I don't want to go to that school.
Okay. And your parents were like, you have to.
They were like, we want you to. Just like that girl's mom, like Asuna's mom. Like that's she said she had to, but
she said,
regardless of what was said, and then she changed her mind.
It's not the same thing. You have great
parents. Yes, it is.
She was a bitch.
Okay, Josh.
Listen, man. I don't. You work with the public, okay? She's the public.
I do work with the public, and yeah. I know that a lot of people, like, if you just show them, a lot of people, not all of them, there are some that are bad. Most people will be like, oh, okay.
Not? What are you talking about? You literally... I can pull up a message from you right now saying that if I've talked to any more people today, they're going to catch these hands.
Oh, that's different. That's completely different. That's all because they were being like shitty people.
People.
Yeah, but
shitty,
I wanted
right?
to fight them for.
But okay,
their kids most of the time.
My main thing about where it was a little unrealistic was that it wasn't like it was. Yeah. It wasn't like it was a guarantee that like she was going to this school, right? Her mom just got her a chance to fill out the application. Like,
yeah, but her mom also said she pulled some strings,
right? Just to get her the application. I'm just saying, like, she easily could have applied and not gotten in because of her grades, or she could have gotten in and chosen. Like to make that plot a little bit actually more believable, they could have just had it to be like she's already had to fill out the application. She's gotten into the school. Her mom's like enrolled her, but then lets her stay at the other school. But like
I forgot that it was even a plot point, to be honest. But
it was a weird subplot point because then they didn't want, like, because they didn't think her mom said
it's Kirito really
wasn't
just
good enough.
That's what it was. It was that Kirito wasn't good enough. Was what I took from it.
She was trying to arrange marriage.
I mean,
a bunch of guys.
Josh, that's just because you hate him.
Do you hate him?
Because he's, I don't like him. I don't care about him at all. Like, he's just whatever.
Do you think he's unbearable?
Not more than any other, like, that kind of main character.
Who would you compare him to?
Who would I compare him to? That's a good question, Josh. I'm going to have to think about it.
Okay. Save it for next week.
Oh, that sword guy.
Sword guy.
Rurouni Kenshin?
No, reincarnated as a sword.
Teacher?
Yep.
The guy that's the sword?
Bullshit.
Teacher. Yes. No. Bullshit. Because literally everything in that show is just handed to him.
Yeah.
Just like it is with Kirito.
Yeah, but he's not always there to save someone. Fran was tough on her own.
What about at the end?
She beat the dude on her own when they were separated at the end.
What dude?
The dude before the bat. Was it a bat? A
vampire
dude.
But she only was strong because of him leveling her up.
But she wasn't leveled up. She only got the bonuses with him.
But no, but she was, her level had still gone up, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying.
No, she lost all of that stuff when they were separated.
I thought it was just, okay, I might be mistaken. I might have forgotten that. But I thought it was that, like, okay, like in a video game, like at level one, and then with him, like, it was like one plus, right? And, like, so if you have, like, one stat with him, it'd be, like, two. And then when you level up, you'd be at two or whatever, plus whatever his bonus is. And I thought, the way I thought it was that when he was gone, like, it just took his skills and that addition. So I believe you that it took all the levels.
No, I just thought it was back to zero different. Without him. But it was
okay. So she beat one person. Guess what? Asuna beats one person without Kirito.
In this?
Yes, they beat this boss. They beat this boss without Kirito. He just helped them. He wasn't in there. He wasn't in the fight, Josh. What's the boss? He still had.
Why do you love Kirito so much?
I just love trying to fight for Kirito because you hate him so much. No, it's literally just, I'm just trying to get on your nerves because you hate him so much, and I like when you hate people.
It's fair.
I like when you hate people, Josh.
So great.
Because it doesn't always happen.
Space Orphans in Dragon Ball Z.
The Space who?
The Space Orphans.
Who are the Space Orphans?
When Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin are on their way to Planet Namek.
They Fake Namek? Okay.
Yep. No, this is before Fake Namek.
I
don't remember.
They find that other ship that the kids are on, and yeah.
I don't remember.
Anyway,
yeah, great.
Sai, what do you give this?
A C.
You probably give it a S plus because you love Kirito so much.
No, I don't. I literally told you I was just doing it just because I like when you hate stuff.
Out, and it was just Kirito and his twin brother Kirito.
Actually, I wish they cut everyone but Klein out, but that's a different story. I like Klein. Klein is the guy with the samurai armor who comes with Kirito to stop the fight.
Oh,
the other guilds.
He doesn't even need to be there. Kirito beats everyone. I mean, he couldn't beat the one girl. But apparently he can beat every other person in the game at the same time.
Well, yeah, she literally lives her life in VR.
So why didn't she beat all those guys? Why didn't she just beat all those guys?
Because she had to fight the boss.
Oh, God, I don't fucking hate this. I give it a D minus because there
he hates Kirito.
About five episodes without Kirito.
Yeah, you're never.
And I'll tell you what.
It's a fair grade. It's a fair grade. I thought it would be lower.
Rewatching it, I could have swore his name was Kibito.
I don't actually remember.
Kibito, guy?
I don't remember.
Yeah, what I thought it was Kibito, like from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I don't know. Kibito. I'm probably between both of you. I'm giving it a D plus.
That's fair. I mean, it's not great. It's not great by any means. I don't love it.
Moments of greatness.
It has good moments.
Like the characters that they gave like in depth backstories to are really fleshed out, like real backstory. That's
only like two characters.
Exactly. That's all it has.
Two characters.
It's literally just two characters, it's fun.
When the highest is a C, you got to stretch to find some of the shining moments.
No, I mean, like, they have a lot of good moments. It's just that the bad ones are just bad.
Name 19 good moments.
Dear God, no.
19 in season 2 or in all of...
I will log out.
Season 2.
I will log out.
I actually really like the part where he kills that first guy. The death gun?
Oh, where he shoots the guy. Yeah.
I actually really like that part because as the watcher, you don't know why. Like,
also,
in the moment where you first see it, I enjoyed it. Like, the first watch, I enjoyed it.
I will say, I don't really like I didn't really get the whole like Gun Gale like bullet line aspect of the game. Like I get what it was there
for. It's a bad design thing.
Yeah, I get what it was there for. It just didn't make sense.
It's
get shot by this gun, but you can have it, but you'll see where it's gonna hit you.
I guess to make it fair. It only counts when you're like, what is it? When you're looking in the sights. Well,
here's the thing, Mark. You're forgetting about the armor, the plot armor. And that's what this was.
Yes, that is true, because Kirito becomes like one of the only people that can just dodge. And as we all know, every game correlates. He can knock bullets out of the air because he's a really good swordsman. And then when he goes back to the other game, he can deflect wizard spells, because if he can deflect bullets, then like, what's a spell?
I mean, hey, look, this is me actually defending this one, because I actually kind of get the logic behind it. It's not great. I'm not saying it's good, but I can kind of understand. Like, he's been playing the game for so long, his stats transferred. I don't think he should be able to cut the bullets.
I don't think he should be able to transfer stats from Japan to America. You're fucking going from Imperial.
Well, it's a worldwide game. It's a worldwide game. It's a global server. Yes, it is.
You can't. It's a global server. To inches. It just doesn't work that way.
In video games, you can. Yes, you can. I switched from kilometers to miles in Forza at the press of a button.
Well, you got me there.
So, overall, we get it. Overall, though, that's
overall, it's not a great show.
It's a D or a D plus. Overall,
Forza's not a great series anymore, unfortunately.
It is what it is. I just like driving cars.
I haven't played Forza in a long time.
It's free for me, so.
I understand that, and it would be great if it was free without being asked to make a purchase every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm never asked to make a purchase.
I'm ringing up the wheel.
Have you ever bought a car in Forza?
No.
So you don't drive a new car in Forza?
No. Yeah, I do, but I don't pay for it with real money.
I understand, but whenever you go to buy a car, look at the bottom. You can buy coins there. Like if you press X, it pulls up the microtransactions.
That's every game.
It's not.
What games they have microtransactions in?
Oh, you're going to hate this. Spider-Man. What?
Yeah, because you were dumb enough to buy it.
Listen, it wasn't as good as Marvel.
I know the two new Jedi games don't have microtransactions only because
they're only single player.
Well, no, not only that, but
because of Battlefield, right?
Yeah, because there was so much outrage after Battlefield that when they announced Jedi Fallen Order, there was such a limit on pre-orders because people would just assume that there was going to be a microtransaction, so like they weren't getting pre-orders. So EA had to release a public statement stating that they guaranteed that there was not going to be microtransactions, or they would give like anyone who requested it, they'd give you your money back if you bought the game.
Is that the one with the new Jedi Padawan guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why anyone would have thought there would be transactions.
Because the game that EA did right before that.
I get that. I bought both games.
Yeah, it was nothing but microtransactions. So people just assumed because it was EA that they were going to do microtransactions.
I get.
But let's be fair. They were going to before the complaints.
I guarantee you they would have done something. It would have been something simple like get this rare lightsaber for $1.99 DLC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
It wouldn't have been like loot boxes or anything, but it would have been a microtransaction.
It would have been loot boxes. If they hadn't been cutting their bullshit, it would have been loot boxes.
I don't think so.
Lawsuits against them.
There's a lot of
wild gambling. It would have been loot boxes.
Yeah, I mean,
no, because think about it. But
oh my God, why do you have so much faith in people tonight, Cy?
I don't. But what I'm saying is, think about it. All like, okay, Shadow of Warhead came out before that. Way long before this Battlefield game, like, that was the biggest problem for the game. They had to go back in and, like, change it up. And that was a different company, right? I don't think Shadow of Mordor is...
No, it wasn't EA.
That's Ubisoft. And then Ubisoft, because Assassin's Creed, when they started doing it, I feel like EA would have been like, well, we could do it. But it ends up being, and like, of course, because of the Battlefield stuff.
I personally feel like
it added to DLC it.
Stuff. But what is funny is that not only was the Battlefield stuff got them super sued and like they had to sell the save, and that is also the game that caused them to lose their exclusivity to Star Wars games because there was such backlash over the microtransactions that Lucasfilms pulled the exclusivity from EA because of Battlefield.
Yeah, wait, did EA make the Jedi Survivor game?
Was that EA? But only because they made the first one, but they don't have the exclusivity anymore. That's why I like Rogue Squadron.
Okay, no, I just didn't remember if they were.
You could make your own Star Wars game.
They made both, but like,
no, I can't.
But there was they had messed up so bad that Lucasfilm was like, they wanted to give everyone the chance to make Star Wars games.
I do that already. I never needed exclusivity for that.
Yeah. All right. Does anyone have any anime?
Hey, Josh. On the list?
Could I add on Sword Art Season 3?
Yes.
Yeah, do it. We're never gonna land on it.
You say that, but
we said that about season 2.
That is true. We were like, let's never land on it, and then what is going on?
I don't care. I wouldn't mind watching 3 and 4 again. Those are actually the one I'm thinking of.
We gotta do one then the other. I did think of that because part one is. I thought about adding Jobless. Did you guys watch Jobless Reincarnation season 2 part 1 or no?
Yeah. Do it. We watched the first season on our show. Did.
Yeah, I was here for that.
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones I watched. Yeah, that's fine.
Just put two, bud.
Yeah, season 2, and I think I just read that.
Make sure Shield Hero season 3 is on there.
Yeah.
Have you been watching it, Josh?
Yeah.
Did we do season?
Oh, okay.
I have. On the show.
We didn't do season 2.
So we didn't. I thought we did.
We did one.
We all watched season 2 when we reviewed season 1. So we talked about it all together.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that's what had happened.
I'll throw 3 in.
Because what had happened was I was like, man, why'd they replace that voice actor? This new guy.
Yeah,
sucked.
Yeah. Okay. That was just a long episode that we watched the whole. Okay. I was like, I thought we had talked about it on the show. So.
Yeah, I don't have anything else that I saw or that I've been looking into. That would be good.
I don't think we ever did Dead Mount Death Play, so we don't need to add that.
Did we review Goblin Slayer, or is it on here? I don't remember if it's on here.
I think it's on there.
I can check right now.
Yeah, just check. No, I think it is. No. Okay.
I'm going to add it on there. I've been wanting to watch Goblin Slayer.
Did we not watch it? I recall talking about it. I don't know if it was on the other show.
Are you thinking of Demon Slayer?
No, I'm thinking of Goblin. I wasn't here for your Demon Slayer.
I know we didn't.
Where the dude wants to fuck his sister real bad.
I know.
I know we didn't watch Goblin Slayer because, if the wheel had landed on it, I would have watched it because I've been wanting to watch it, and I know I haven't watched it.
All right, that's
okay. Well then,
we still got more to do, so let's roll it.
Yeah, we're at like an hour. It's long enough.
I'm gonna be up all day.
I gotta get some work done, but not a lot.
What does that say?
New Exorcist.
I don't know what that is or who added it.
Is that Blue Exorcist?
It says new.
I would have put Blue on there.
You might have misheard. I don't know. I've never heard of New. Is that an actual show?
Let me see.
I've never heard of New Exorcist, and I figured you just misheard it.
I probably shortened it because the only thing that pops up is the reincarnation of the strongest exorcist in another world.
That doesn't sound.
No.
I think it was Blue Exorcist, and you just messed up and heard New Exorcist.
Potentially.
Because I feel like.
All right, guys. So are we watching the reincarnation of the strongest exorcist in another world or Blue Exorcist?
I say we should watch Blue Exorcist.
We're watching Blue Exorcist.
I think I have to watch season two because I watched season one. I did not like this anime, but I'll rewatch it. Maybe my opinion will change.
Oh, Blue Exorcist? You didn't like Blue Exorcist?
No, I thought it was a little boring. I also hated the way it also could have been ruined because the way Netflix has it split up is very confusing. Because it's not Netflix. It was on Netflix. If it's not, okay. it was on there. Because I remember watching it on Netflix. Because Netflix had it split up to where it was season one, and then like season two was like the prequel, you know. But Netflix had it listed as season two. So like you'd watch season one on Netflix, then season two would start, and season two was the prequel before season one.
That's how they came out.
Yeah, but like it's super confusing though. Like usually.
Yeah, but like, I think Crunchyroll probably has it like that as well.
Yeah, I
probably. That's what I'm saying.
Just, it threw me off. But, like,
okay. There's 25 episodes on Crunchyroll. We'll watch those.
Yeah, I think season three just got confirmed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be what we watch.
That was why I wanted to watch this one because I'm probably gonna end up watching season three. So
I'm already good. I'll rewatch it, but I remember most of this.
I liked it. So Josh, you've never seen it?
No. It looks stupid, but that's cool. We'll give it a try.
Yeah,
there's fighting in it, Josh.
I mean, there's fighting in lots of stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, there we go.
There's fighting.
Okay, let me rephrase it. There's fighting, and I don't believe there's a lot of flashbacks in the fights.
Oh, I do like that.
I know. No, there's not, because season two is exclusively a giant-ass flashback.
That's why I didn't like Berserk. All right. So, Mark, are you ready?
Wait. I want to tell Josh something. Josh,
I want to hear
you it. Need. I know you don't read good. I know this, and I'm going to say it anyway. You should read Ranger Rejects.
It's so good. I don't.
Yeah. It's the plot, the summary is, okay, so basically it's what if a putty decided that he wanted to infiltrate the Rangers because the Rangers are actually a bunch of shitheads who are covering up the fact that they killed the bad guy, and now they're just kind of like, what do you call it, a red flag operation in it to make it look like they're doing stuff. So the putty is infiltrating the Rangers.
Okay. I'll read that.
I really like it. I watched the first. I actually really like it. And I think there's an anime coming out next year. Or you could just wait for the anime.
I'll do
it. They need to make an anime about Lord Draken. Draken.
Well, right now we're going to watch a trailer for Yu Yu Hakusho. Sai, have you seen this yet?
No.
All right, sit back and enjoy.
Is this live action?
Yeah, it's the live
action. Is that Koenma? Hey, that actually looks pretty. No, never mind.
If no one can hear, I think you have to allow the audio.
Is it not playing the sound?
No. Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah, but it's fine. I think you have to go into the tab and like allow it to when you share.
And then you have to worry about copyright
when you present it. There's like a button to allow the audio to go through that you have to click.
So we'll just go without sound.
Yeah, we'll just go without over it. Yeah.
Yeah, and copyright.
I made the mistake of watching it earlier with sound.
No, it's fine. There's you can watch it with sound later.
Yeah, there's a reason why I said it like that. There's some zombies for you.
I'm gonna be honest that I'm worried about this.
I'm worried after watching the trailer.
My biggest worry is seeing Tagoro already.
Yeah, he looks like he's just wearing a fat suit.
6 episodes?
Yeah, they like it looks like they're like trying to finish this in one season, not make it like with One Piece. One Piece is clearly going to be like multiple seasons, so like they're just like going with the story of the anime. This is very clearly like they're doing this in one season and then they're done. Like this is clearly like a one season live action and then they're just done with it because everything is being crammed in.
It bugs me because we're not going to see the dark tournament.
Yeah, no dark tournament.
Well, no. What they could do is...
No, because you're about to see it, Sai. You're about to see why there's not going to be a dark tournament. Well, the subtitles are off, so I'll say it after if it doesn't show it, or if you don't catch it. But because there's them fighting Tagoro's crew right there.
Uh-huh.
Which don't show up till the dark tournament.
Okay, that's easily added in, though, is what I was going to say. Like, they could just introduce them early, and then they fight and not kill them.
Yeah, but then, like, here's the final moment of, like, you've watched Yu Yu Hakusho, so you're gonna recognize a scene that happens at the end of the Dark Tournament. There it is. There's your end of Dark Tournament scene with Tagoro 100% and Yusuke firing the spirit gun at full power.
120%.
Yeah, that literally is the end of the Dark Tournament, and they've already showed it in the trailer. And they're just in some random back alley. So no dark tournament, no Genkai tournament, no dark tournament. No Spirit Kings. Looks like the only thing Looks like the only thing
that is the Genkai tournament.
I know. Yeah. That's what we're complaining about.
No beast tournament.
I'm not.
No scene of the guy. You know, no clear indication of the guy fucking the bird. I think the only thing that they're doing is
are you kidding me, Sai? You literally texted me a couple of weeks ago and said, "And if you don't see the guy fucking the bird in this live action Yu Yu Hakusho, I'm rioting."
Exactly. I was gonna riot regardless.
Oh, okay.
So I was ready for the riot, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, my hopes are never up for this. So
I think the only thing that they're doing is like the demon stuff, like with Hiei, Kurama, and whatever the other guy's name was.
Goki?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think that red guy was Goki.
And that's it. That's the only like main arc that we're looking at.
I mean, that's what it is
being shown anyway.
It's probably gonna be the initial spirit detective combined with the what you call it guy, the penis head guy.
Oh,
that captures Hiei's sister.
Okay. Yeah, they showed that. Yeah, they showed that. So
that's probably what it is. They're just gonna skip. It's basically everything before Dark Tournament, skipping Genkai and the spirit beast.
And skipping before. And skipping Dark Tournament. It is what it is,
guys. We can't fight the flow of time. They're trying to erase. The problem is, back when Yu Yu Hakusho originally came out, you could fuck birds. Now if you do, you're gone.
And to be honest, like, we don't get much, like, besides the bird fucking, right? From that season. Because, like, the fights, like, the only fight I'd miss, I think, is the one with Byakuya.
I'm with you, but I will miss every fight from the Dark Tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, yeah.
I will miss the Dark Tournament.
I feel like even if they did that, they could still have the Dark Tournament. Just it would, like, since everything is so catawampus already, in on the odd chance that they got a second season, what they could do is just combine the Dark Tournament, the Demon Tournament, and what's his name, Sensui, into one. And just call it the Dark Tournament and add all that extra stuff too. Because remember, the guys from the Dark Tournament chewing those guys, they come back for the Demon World Tournament.
Yeah.
The Three Kings.
Maybe they could add them in there.
Yeah.
They need to add. I need to be writing for these shows.
We'll see.
I hope they call you, Sai.
We'll see. We got 1 week till it comes out. Have they announced if it's all at once or are they going to do weekly?
It's probably going to be all at once, right? That's what they did. One Piece.
It all drops on the same day, but One Piece is all at once.
Yeah. Netflix normally will do all at once, but sometimes they don't.
Well, I heard Blue Eyed Samurai was pretty good. The anime.
I'm not watching that one yet, but I did start watching
Omni-Oji.
Yeah, Omni-Oji. I'm like halfway through Omni-Oji, which isn't bad. Like, but I heard
I figured that one was gonna be like a JJK. Oh, I heard Pluto was really good.
Yeah, I did hear that.
The Astro Boy remake.
Yeah,
reimagining.
Yeah, so we'll I guess
we'll review. Where he's sexy.
Yeah. So are we going to say, like...
where are they sending him to Iraq?
Are we going to give ourselves a week to finish the Yu Yu Hakusho live action so we can review it the week after it comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So that'll be 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. I've already watched Blue Exorcist, so, like, I just need to probably, like, watch, a little bit of a recap.
It won't take me a whole week, so I'll probably knock it out in like 3 days.
Yeah. I'll probably watch like the first couple and the last couple just to refresh myself on some of the stuff.
You know, you can lie. Like, no one's going to check in and be like, oh, you didn't watch it all.
Yeah. I mean, I've already watched it all. It's just been
years. I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I sent you a message today that said you can just lie.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because it's Blue
Exorcist. I would like to watch it. I would like you to watch it, because I feel like I would like you to like it, but you're probably not going to like it, so I don't care if you watch it. If you're not going to like it. You can read the Wikipedia. Guys.
If I know, I mean, knowing Josh's tastes a little bit over the last couple years of anime, I don't think he's going to like it.
I think there's a slim chance that he's gonna like some of it enough to where he's gonna like it.
You
figured Josh out my taste, but you could never guess size.
No, no one can guess size.
Do I like this one?
I don't know.
Give me a guess, Mark, since you've seen it. What do you think my rating will be? And Josh, you take it down, because I won't remember what it was. Let's see how close we get so we can actually see. Because I'm interested.
I think Josh is going to give it a C minus. And then I think, because you did say before that you did like it.
It's not one of my top animes, though. No. I'll give you that.
I think you're going to go B minus.
Damn, I think just me going off of like what I remember, you might be very close.
Because if you don't like something, normally you'll give it like a fair like shake. You'll give it like a C or a C minus. And if you super like it, it gets like in the A category. But generally, if it's like in that in between, you're like B minus B. So I think B minus though.
Yeah, I think that's an actual like just hearing you say that and me remembering what I remember about it, I'm like, that's kind of probably fair. But I'm not sure if I were like the first season.
Yeah, I'm gonna refresh my memory. I'm gonna watch at least like most of it just to refresh my memory on what it was, and I'll see if my grade will have changed.
All right. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna wrap it up, guys. We've been here for 14 hours now. It's been
even
great.
Though I think it's because I've missed Josh a lot because he's been falling asleep on me
so much,
and I've been wanting to tell him about Ranger Rejects for like 2 weeks now, which I probably could have just told him, but I kept forgetting.
Yeah, I get that. All right, fans of our show, mostly
fan.
in the 78% of you in the US who listen to our show, the rest in the UK apparently. Tune in next week, the 14th. We're going to review Suzumi. Tune in the 21st. We're going to review the live action Yu Yu Hakusho. And tune in the 28th. We're going to review whatever we were just talking about.
What is Suzumi?
It's a movie. You can look it up on Crunchyroll.
It's on there? Is that one of those shit movies I'm going to fucking hate, Josh?
Who knows? No.
I know you watched this one.
Yeah, you're going to fucking hate it.
It's a great movie that you're also going to hate.
Okay, so you answered my question.
Who hated Your Name? Come on, Mark.
That is
I don't
true.
Think I... Wait, which one was Your Name? Was that the one I watched?
You
weren't here.
No, I wasn't here for... Your Name is the one with the piano, right? No. I don't think I did see.
Where the guy and the girl switch bodies. And then
yeah, I never watched it. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I never watched it. I would hate it. What? I would definitely hate it.
Right. Well, you made it this far, so you might as well subscribe and and tell all your friends about the show, and then just tune in next Thursday for Suzumi. Tune in the week after that for Yu Yu Hakusho, and then tune in the week after that for Blue Exorcist, and then go to all of our socials, but mostly the MySpace. And we'll see you guys next Thursday.
And Britney Spears' Instagram.
Britney Spears, yeah.
Her dad lost his leg. It's very funny.